Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about common client mistakes when it comes to hiring a headshot photographer and preparation for the headshot session. And probably none of those clients are gonna listen to this, so I have to take a little bit of different twist to it. And we're going to talk about it from a little bit of different perspective and a different angle. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we as a photographers, we need to educate our clients, because most of them who are coming to us and they're looking for updating their headshot or they're looking for the new headshot, they most of the time have no idea how the process look like. They don't know how to prepare themselves, how to find the right headshot photographer. So we have to somehow educate them and help them to understand how this process look like. And at the same time, it's going to definitely showcase us as an experts, and that's going to help them with the entire experience. Because if the client have really bad experience, next time probably they're going to do some kind of selfie, or they're gonna just don't pretty much pay attention to it, or they're gonna just ignore it and they're just gonna go with the image which they already have. And that's a big problem, because, you know, we need those clients coming back to us. And typically clients should update their images every couple of years. That's the kind of industry standard. But, you know, depends on the experience they have, the amount of money they pay, and what they're getting at the end of the day. That's really reflect on, you know, their approach to this whole thing. And that's why we need to make them understand this whole thing better. We need to educate them, and we have to help them to navigate through this entire thing. So let's jump into this and let's discuss this, what the mistakes they make, how we can kind of educate them, and how we can kind of help them to understand this process a little bit better. So the first thing, what most of those clients do, there's a lack of research. So they don't really get into it. They just get this idea, I want to have a headshot, and they just do shortcut after shortcut to get this done as quick as possible. They don't do, as I said, any research for it. They don't look for the proper photographer. They don't look at the different styles headshot photographer provide. They just kind of go with the flow. And sometimes, as I said before, this might turn into some kind of disaster, because if they pick the wrong person, the style doesn't match what they're looking for, they don't check their reputation, they don't check the quality work the photographer provides. As I said, it might turn into disaster, and because they don't know any better, they're gonna go whatever is available to them and whatever they can kind of put their hands on. And as I said, that's might turn into some kind of disaster. So the first thing what they should do, it's definitely, you know, put a little bit more time into it, right? They should go online, they should check different websites, they should check different prices, they should check their reputation, if they have any testimonials and they have Google reviews. They definitely need to do that in order to pick the right person and pick the right style they're looking for. So typically what I do whenever I get the client and they just send me inquiry and they don't know what they're looking for, I'm trying as best as possible to explain them exactly what I do. And when it comes to the style of my headshots, about the process, I'm sending them information about, the testimonials. I send them, you know, my Google reviews, so they know they are in the right hands. So for me, you know, it's extremely important that the clients knows exactly what they're getting into. And I always recommend them to do a little bit more research. If they're not sure about what they're looking for, what they want, I'm happy to send them even emails, or not emails, the websites to other headshot photographers. And I always kind of, maybe not force them, but some kind of encourage them to basically, you know, jump online a little bit and just look what is there. Because most of my clients who are coming to me, they have no idea what they want, right? Like, they need a headshot. That's the kind of answer they get. And I'm not trying to say that, okay, they have no idea about this stuff. We have to dive a little bit deeper with this entire process so they know exactly what they're looking for. Sometimes they are getting some kind of requests from the boss, or they get some kind of informations to help the photographer what kind of headshot they're looking for. But most of them, they have no idea. They don't even know most of the time what is available out there, right? Like, they just basically, as I said, they look for a headshot, that's it, right? And then it's our job to present them all the options available. We need to show them what it's out there, what we can do for them, and they have to make this decision what exactly they're looking for. Because I've been into this situation on so many occasions that someone came in, I didn't even tell them what I actually do, and we did the photo shoot, I tried my best, I've done what worked for me, not for the client, and then they're upset afterwards because, oh, this is not what I was looking for. But, you know, first of all, you didn't even tell me before what you're looking for. You just said you want a headshot and that's it. And I had no more information whatsoever about the style and everything what you're looking for, right? So that's something which we need to somehow kind of educate the clients, and we have to help them to understand what exactly you're looking for. And as I said, it's going to help us as well to provide the right service and provide them with the right images. That's extremely important, as I said before, because, you know, we are basically giving them not only the images, but we also giving them experience, which going to help those clients come back to us and do this whole thing again in near future. So that's something important to remember. And if you're going to have those clients who have no clue about what they're looking for, I would try your best to educate them about what you do, show them the images, and you have to have kind of clear informations coming from the client what exactly they need. Okay, so the next thing what they do, which is also kind of fascinating for me, is neglecting to communicate, and basically just we're not getting the proper information from the client. And we talk a little bit about this already, but what I'm trying to say here is we need to communicate with them properly. And the clients, most of the time, especially if they're busy, they're in a rush, they want to get this quickly, they don't communicate properly, or they don't read the stuff what we are giving them. They're not really preparing themselves. So they don't take us seriously. And if the communication is lacking and they don't have this clear understanding what you expect from them, you know, how the session is going to look like, again, it's going to turn into some kind of disaster. And again, I've been in this situation multiple times that I just send them all the information about what they have to bring, how long the makeup is going to take, you know, what kind of wardrobe they would require to bring, on and on and on and on. And none of those things were prepared. And then I just had to do the photo shoot and the client was upset or was not happy with the results. But again, you know, if they don't do their job, doesn't matter how good we are, it's not going to help. It's going to just basically ruin the photo shoot. And we need to sometimes make sure beforehand that the clients know exactly what is going on, what they need to bring, how they have to prepare themselves. So typically what I do, I'm not only sending them email with all the information, what is required, but before the shoot, I'm always trying to give them a call and basically talk to them a little bit and say, hey, you know what, let's go for this list together. Are you able to prepare all those stuff? Are you have all this stuff in place before you come in? So I know that I hear this from them, because with the reading emails and all those amount of information we're sending them, as I said, sometimes they just kind of scroll through. they don't really pay attention, they don't read it, they don't remember those things, and they're coming for the photo shoot and they're completely unprepared. So make sure that you and your client communicating properly with the full understanding of, you know, what's going on, what they have to bring, what you're gonna do, what the client has to do. So there is no miscommunication and we're not gonna run into the situations where, you know, basically there will be some flaws which we kind of have to deal with it. And some of them, again, we can fix them in Photoshop, we can do some of those stuff. But sometimes, you know, if the client, you know, is not fully prepared, it's going to affect the shoot. It's going to affect the way they look. It's going to affect so many different things. And that's what it's not what we're looking for from our standpoint as a photographer, that the client is kind of not ready for the shoot. And then what are we going to do? We're going to say, hey, we're not going to shoot it. So make sure you prepare your client properly for each shoot. Okay, the next thing, what I also have noticed, this is one of the biggest mistakes clients are doing, is overlooking specializations, which means that they're not really looking for headshot photographer. They're just looking for photographer. And, oh, just because, you know, you're shooting weddings, you do architecture, or you landscape photographer, or you're just shooting, I don't know, animals, whatever. And they don't really pay attention that, you know, we specialize in certain fields of photography. And even though, you know, headshot photography seems kind of easy for a lot of people out there, and it's like, what's the big deal to take a headshot, you know? And I've been hearing this from a lot of people, which is kind of interesting, because I remember back in the days when I was shooting weddings for almost a decade, I thought, like, what's the big deal to shoot headshots? It's just really easy. It's just proper lighting. You know, you have to just make sure this person is looking at you and you're good to go. And I remember a bunch of my headshot sessions when I started kind of transitioning into the headshot photography, and they were a disaster. Like, they were so bad photos. I just, like, you know, this whole thing seems easy, but it's really not, because it's not only about a lighting, it's also about posing, face expression, connections, proper wardrobe, proper makeup, proper hairstyle. You know, the list goes on and on. Everyone who's shooting headshots, probably, you know, it's not just, you know, someone staring at you and you're taking photo. It's way more than that. And the funny part is that the more you look into this, the more you work with clients, then you realize how difficult it is to get a good, really good headshot. And you need a lot of practice. You need to work with so many different people. And it's, you know, you just need a lot of experience to become one of those headshot photographers who knows exactly what they're doing. So that's something what I think we need to also make sure that if someone comes into us, we need to make this clear to them that if you're looking for headshot, make sure that you choose someone who does headshots. It's don't kind of go with any photographer who's out there, and just because they have a good camera and they have some experience, that really means absolutely nothing. And a lot of those clients, they have to understand that. Okay, the next thing what I want to talk about it is ignoring the importance of wardrobe selection. This is also one of the biggest nightmare for me most of the time. And nowadays it's getting better, because I have the kind of specific protocol which I'm following when it comes to choosing the right wardrobe for the session. Not to mention, and I'm sure everyone who is following me, you guys probably noticed that AI is coming in, and maybe in the near future we will be able to have a little bit of more control over this, and we can just change the wardrobe to whatever we want. So that's not going to be big of a deal. But so far, and with the current situation, we need to choose the right wardrobe for. And even though it's a headshot, so you don't see much of the wardrobe, you still need to pick something that's going to work for the session. And I don't want to go deep into, you know, how to choose the right wardrobe and you know, how this whole thing works. There's a couple things. One, just because someone looks good in specific outfit doesn't mean it's going to photograph well. Plus, if someone brings selection, which is not going to just showcase who they are. And for example, like I had those headshot sessions where I was shooting for a law firm and people were bringing t-shirts. I'm like, come on, like you need to look professional. And even you don't see much, you still need to have this outfit which is going to represent the job you're doing and, you know, that's going to represent the profession you are in. You're sending the messages to your potential clients and you have to have this specific look when it comes to having, you know, the proper wardrobe. And another thing which drives me absolutely nuts, just people don't bring anything. I have this situation back in the days where someone just showed up and I just, do you bring any options for your wardrobe? And they're like, well, I didn't kind of know, or they didn't read, or they forgot, or they're busy, and then just the list goes on and on. So nowadays, I always want to make sure that the clients know they have to bring at least 3 to 5 different options for the clothing. If this is extremely important photo shoot, I always ask them to take a picture of it and send it to me before, so I know exactly what they're bringing. But on the flip side, also what I want to point it out is the fact that I never limit my clients with clothing options. And the reason is, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the clients is getting great headshots. And I don't want to limit my clients with the wardrobe because, you know, they bring something which doesn't work and it's going to affect your images, right? It's not going to look good and it's not going to make your client happy. So for me, the way I see it at the end of the day, for me, the most important thing is to having the right image and having the image which is going to make my client happy. And that's why I always tell them, bring whatever you can, the more the better, and we're going to work with whatever you have, but just don't limit them because it's not going to work because it might affect the images. And just make sure they bring options. This is another big of a deal. Just talk to them to bring as many options as possible, and then you can work with whatever they have. But that's something that it's extremely important. Okay, the next one, and this is big one, forgetting to prepare physically. And we could spend another hour talking about it, what they do. I don't want to go to some extremes, but I have clients who are drunk. I had clients who were high. I had clients who they didn't, you know, prepare themselves, like shaving or, you know, cleaning their hair, you know, not having proper makeup. You know, it's on and on. Like there's so many things they probably not do. So also, again, comes down to educating them. You know, we have to tell them and we have to send clear message. You know, you have to be especially rested. You know, don't come in after partying whole night and then you're just showing up and you just, you want to do the headshot session. This is not going to work. Those images and your mood, the way you look, the way you feel, is going to be affecting the images. And we cannot really go over it. Like we cannot just kind of fake it. Like this is not going to work. Like you need to be properly mentally and physically and visually prepared for the photo shoot. And so again, we could go on and on, but the makeup is the first thing. We have to make sure that the client has the proper makeup, they groomed properly, they have haircut a few days before. If you're shooting females, you know, they also should have some kind of hairstyling done just to, you know, make this whole thing looks a little bit better. And then, you know, we're talking about being rested before the shoot, you know, coming with good spirit and good mood. Don't come drunk, don't come high, because this is not going to help. This is just going to basically affect the shoot. It's going to just, you know, it's going to ruin it, right? And make sure you talk to your client beforehand. And this is something that is extremely important to be, as I said, prepared for the shoot the right way, because, you know, there's not much what you can do afterwards, right? That's another thing. You shoot it, and then they're going to blame you that you allowed to do that, right? But the education and discussing the stuff with them beforehand, just kind of send the message to them and explain to them. And when you do that, most of the time it's going to work. Okay, so the next one. So I have a couple more. One of the biggest thing also what I see, people are rushing through the session. And I always, on my end, I'm trying to have a little bit of extra time just in case I need it. So there's no rushing for the shoot. The situations usually are getting complicated where, you know, the client is late and then we are kind of like booked back to back. Or the client comes in for 5 minutes. They have these expectations, you know, we will get this done in a few minutes. You also have to explain to them and make sure that that's the amount of time we're going to need to get this done. Also come in a little bit earlier so you can prepare yourself. We can choose the right clothing. We can just do the makeup, you know, all those stuff. So just kind of give them the timeline, how this whole thing's going to look like. And also explain to them that you know, there is no rushing through it. There's no like you come in for 5 minutes or, you know, they were late and they think, oh, we can get this done quickly and whatever. I need my client. There's some people who I worked before and I know I can nail it headshot session within 10 minutes if I know them and I've worked with them. But if there's first timers who never have done this before, I have to kind of look at it as a worst case scenario, that this is not going to work. I'm going to work with them a little bit longer because, you know, they're different people, they're different clients. And, you know, some of them, as I said, they can get this done quickly, but there's some of them who have a really hard time, right? There's lights, there's a camera, there's different posing, different face expressions. You know, there's a lot of things where they have to do. And if you've never done this before, it's a challenge for most of those clients, right? So we need to have enough time to get this done. I know when it comes to those big groups or we're shooting some corporate stuff and we don't have that much time, then it's a little bit of a different story, right? Like we need to kind of nail it quickly, but then you just try and do your best, right? But again, I can really and clearly see those headshot sessions and the type of images I was getting, and I'm not talking about a quality, but when it comes to the face expressions, that when I work with the client a little bit longer, I could kind of learn a little bit more about them. I could just get them into the zone. Then it's much, much easier. And those images, well, easier to get, you know, better stuff. But at the same time, I've noticed that if we rush stuff, you know, and then also for you mentally pushing stuff through and, you know, you not kind of, if you rushed and you exposing those emotions that you have to get this done quickly, it's going to affect the client. Client's getting nervous and then it's going to affect their face expressions. And typically what happens is you're going to see this whole thing through those images. So make sure you have time and your client also feels not rushed and pressured. You spend as much time as you need to get those stuff, to get those shots done right. Okay, the last one, which also is a big of a deal, is neglecting post-session preparation. And what I mean by that is, it doesn't happen often to me, but it happens. And what happens is basically the clients get the shots, you know, they can find and they can look for the final images, and all of a sudden they just disappeared. They're busy, they have to do other stuff, they don't want to do it, or they didn't have time to look for those pictures, or like, oh, you choose those pictures. So also we need to educate them how this process is going to look like. And there's a few things. One, you have to give those clients some kind of deadline. And what I mean by that, don't kind of give them, oh, you have as much time as you need to pick those shots. Give them, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, whatever. The next thing is also, if they don't know which images they want or which ones they work best for them, because this is another thing what I've also learned over the last few years, that the client's looking at the images from their perspective. They not necessarily look at those images as something that it's going to work for them. And what I mean by that is they basically look for the images which works for them, the stuff which they like, but not necessarily what's going to work for them from the kind of like different perspective from people who's going to look at those images, right? Because they know their faces a little bit better. They have all those things which they're not happy about their face. You know, they have, I don't want to say deficiencies, but nobody's perfect. Everyone has something on their face which they don't like. But most of the people, they don't look at it. And they might say, hey, you know what, I have this little pimple here or whatever, and I don't like it. And but even though the face expression is great, and what happens is, you know, they just don't use that image and they choose something which has much worse face expressions because they don't see certain things, right? So we need to also educate them what it's the right image, how to look for the right image, how to choose those images which are going to work best for them. Because again, they don't have any idea how to do it. They just look from their perspective, and sometimes it's hard. I've noticed that I see those amazing images, amazing shots, and they choosing something which, you know, it's not as good. And, you know, because I'm giving them variety of different images so they can choose from, they're not necessarily choosing the ones which are like the top notch. And usually what I do when it comes to those type of things, I'm kind of sending them my top selection and give them some kind of reference point, right? So you don't have to choose those, but those are your top shots based on my 10 years of experience shooting headshots, and use them as a reference point and use them as a, some kind of like, you know, you have something to work with and you can just kind of compare those and see what you feel. And also what I've noticed that, you know, sometimes people need a time to kind of digest those images and start liking them. This is kind of interesting when it comes to headshot photography, that a lot of people, they don't really like them at the beginning, I found, and then with the time, with getting this positive feedback and getting, you know, some positive comments and likes, whatever, they start kind of like growing onto those images and start liking them. So this is another thing. So if someone comes in and they're gonna like, hey, I don't like those images at the beginning, just give them a little bit of time, just look at them again. Try to kind of like analyze them a little bit deeper, show them to your friends, and then you will see slowly they start liking them a little bit more. So kind of like when it comes to this this little thing, make sure you have some timeline, some deadlines, and you also educating your clients how to choose those final images and how this, you know, retouching process is going to look like, how much time it's going to take. So you also have that a little bit under control. And there's one little thing also what I'm trying to explain to my clients, and I think this is also extremely important, that's why I'm going to point this out, is try to also educate the clients how to choose those images. Because I should start with this, but it just kind of hit me right now that, you know, they need to also know how to look at those images, because most of the clients, they just like look at, as I said, different things. And typically what I tell them is, you know, try to look at those images based on how you feel about them. So you see image and there's something about that image which kind of your gut is telling you, like, I like this. And those are typically those the best shots, right? So if your kind of subconscious is telling you that you like these images or you like this specific image, put this on the side, write the number, and then, you know, go for the next one, go for the next one, try to narrow them down to, I don't know, 20 images, and then, you know, do this all over again. So just go for those 20 images and then, you know, try to compare them. But if there is some hair sticking out, there's pimple, there's something which can be fixed in Photoshop, just don't pay attention to it. I'll fix it. I'll make sure this whole thing looks clean and flawless and you don't have to worry about it. Look only for the face expression, and then you will see that you will be able to choose those right images. Okay. I could go on and on about those other mistakes, but I think those ones the most important ones. And as a summary, I just want to say that, you know, most of those clients, they do the same mistakes. Everyone which we pointed out today, they do that. And we need to jump in, educate them. We need to explain them step by step. We need to somehow give them much broader perspective about how this whole thing works, how we can kind of help them, how we can navigate them, how we can just basically get a little bit involved in this whole thing to go through this process the way that, you know, they're going to have positive experience. So that's something which I want to discuss today. I hope that it was interesting and it's going to help you a little bit to look at this whole thing from different perspective. But also, I'm sure if you're going to take this approach, it's going to definitely help you with providing better service and getting better images. Okay, it's Friday, so I'm wishing you guys fantastic weekend. I'll be in touch with you guys sometimes next week. Stay tuned and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.